The New Pornographers waren das gerade mit Whiteout Conditions. 17 Uhr und 11 Minuten hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Und jetzt sind meine zwei angekündigten Gesprächspartnerinnen auch im Studio. Zum einen die Australierin Taryn Bromfitt, die einen Film gedreht hat unter dem Titel Embrace. Kommt ja am 11. Mai einmalig in die Kinos. Da ist dann aber ein großes Event geplant, damit möglichst viele Leute gleichzeitig diesen Film angucken, der übrigens auch mitproduziert wurde von Nora Schirner, die ebenfalls bei mir im Studio ist. Im Film geht's im Prinzip darum, Phänomene wie das Body-Shaming zunächst mal aufzudecken und dann eben auch aufzuklären über diese Themen und im besten Fall jungen Menschen, vor allem Frauen, dazu zu verhelfen, sich eben wohlzufühlen in ihrem Körper und sich nicht von der Gesellschaft oder von den Medien oder von Instagram-Posts vorschreiben zu lassen, wie sie auszusehen haben. Ich freue mich sehr, dass ihr beide da seid und werde jetzt ein bisschen ins Englische schwenken. Nora versteht immer noch gut Deutsch, obwohl ihre internationale Karriere mittlerweile durchgestartet ist. Aber wir machen das, damit sich Taryn nicht ausgeschlossen fühlt. Also nochmal, hello and welcome to Flux FM, Taryn and Nora.
Hello. I was starting to panic. I thought, oh my gosh, are we going to speak in English? I'm scared.
And I saw that in your eyes, and I was like, I have to switch right now. She's panicking.
We're losing.
She's already panicking. Now, you've done a great job, both of you. You're here because you want to tell people about that film called Embrace, a woman's journey. What's the complete title again? A woman. I've written it down on the other script though. Let me get this here. Here it is. A woman's journey to inspire every body. That's the thing that I wanted to go for. I found out that the whole thing started with a before after picture and responses you got for that picture on the internet, and then you decided to that you have to make a film about things like body shaming and stuff like that. Can you tell us the little story that led to the film?
Yeah,
please.
Sure. So traditional before and after photographs, there's a woman before and she's overweight and she's really sad. And then she loses weight and miraculously she becomes happy.
Yeah.
So that is the normal before and after photograph we've seen so much of. And look, I swapped them around. I did a bodybuilding competition and that was my before photograph.
Yeah.
And then my after was me. It was nude, but you couldn't see anything, but you could certainly see the folds in my skin. You could see a little bit of cellulite. It's my body as I am now. And I was swapping the non-traditional before and after photographs.
Yes.
And what I wanted to say to women was just love your bodies. You can love your body before, during, after, at any age, at every stage. And it went super viral. It had like over 100 million views. I was like, oops, like I didn't expect that to happen. But look, I'm really glad it did, because it's given me a platform to share not just my story about body image, but the many, many inspiring stories around the world of women.
What I find interesting is that you did actually think a lot about your body before you found that topic for your film or for your life as well, because as a bodybuilder, you actually do nothing but to form your body, right? It's like the main thing. The main thing that you're doing. And then all of a sudden it kind of, there was a moment when it switched, when your perception of your own self kind of seemed to switch.
Yeah. I mean, I just have to say, I was only a bodybuilder for 15 weeks. So it's like it was my life, but it was I hated my body so much and I wanted to know how it felt to be able to wear a bikini and look good in a bikini. So it was my social experiment, my own social experiment.
Mm.
And what I discovered when I was on that stage in that perfect bikini body was, oh my gosh, for my body type to look like this takes so much time and sacrifice and energy. And it's not fun chopping up food and putting it into containers and weighing myself and obsessing over how much I weigh and obsessing about getting to the gym. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
And it's what a lot of women out there are doing. How about instead we choose the alternative, which is we just, in our bodies that we've been given, we come in all shapes and sizes. There's such a vast, you know, diversity in body shapes.
Yeah.
Can we just be comfortable in the skin that we're in?
Yeah. And then with that, you raise a question that was kind of talked about all over the globe. Women from all over the globe kind of wrote back to you and were like, yeah, we have to think about that exactly. And I think that may be the way that you connected with Nora, because that's a part of the story that I don't really... Because when one's reading about the film, you are credited as a producer for the film. But the film already had been shot, I think, when you came into the project.
Not really. But I kind of started out as I'm going to talk in English too. So yeah. Terrence, we decided that. Yeah, listen. Yeah. So Terrence can understand what I say. I was a Kickstarter back up. On my timeline, Facebook, this crowdfunding thing that she did there, and I thought it was amazing. I had been thinking about the topic and how to put it on public agenda for quite a while, and thought it was amazing, and I felt really relieved that this genius came up with this way to do it. Yeah. And I thought this feeling of being relieved and happy in a amount of money that I gave her from the other part of other side of the world, and that's how we got in contact. And got more and more in touch, talked about all these issues, and found out that we had a lot to share and had similar thoughts about this and how to tackle this. Mm-hmm. And so and then after a while it became clear that we also kind of wanted to maybe to integrate Europe in this whole story, but also in the I definitely wanted to bring it out in Germany and in Austria. And so I just got on board as an executive producer and now kind of have been responsible in the last couple of weeks and months to kind of form the strategy. How are we going to create as much buzz as we can to get everybody to see this film and to especially to get in touch with the topic?
I mean, it was pretty obvious pretty soon that the topic was an important one, and people were writing to you from all over the planet. So I think the idea of making the film about that was a quick idea as well. But then things started to get a bit more complicated, because it's not that easy, right, to go for a documentary and and find women who want to talk about that problem in front of the camera. Maybe how much research did you have to put into it after you had the idea to do a movie or a film about that topic?
Well, the reason I wanted to make a documentary was because it's a really great way of telling a story. And I'd been a photographer for 10 years. So I thought, oh, I can take still images. I know how to make things look good. Surely it can't be that hard to make a film. So I've actually spent 2 years apologizing to filmmakers going, I'm sorry.
Oh, you do 20. You do 20 for a second of these?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I was very nonchalant in my, I'll just make a film. Yeah. That's okay. But look, it wasn't actually hard to find the women to talk to, because with the Kickstarter trailer, it had, 23 million views. And
that's crazy.
And and it just opened up this conversation. Yeah. And I think that women all across the world had been really asleep, is probably one way to describe it. They had felt a certain way about their body. Mm. They knew they were frustrated. They knew they didn't want to feel this way. And I think when one person starts talking and then another person starts speaking, everyone just comes out of the woodwork and says, I feel the same, and I have an opinion on this too. And this is the beautiful thing about this film. I mean, it's connected Nora and I from, one side of the world to the other.
Yeah, that's true.
And connected many, many women. And it's about opening up a new, positive, fresh conversation and saying to women, gosh, you have a choice. Mm. You have a choice in all this. You don't have to spend your life at war with your body.
Yeah.
It's not the sole purpose of you being here. It's to be at battle.
We'll talk about some more details of that film in a few moments. Let's listen to some music in between, and then we'll find out how easy or hard it was to cast out of 23 million women who could have been part of this movie because they had an opinion about it and an idea about it. But let's listen to some music in between. First, this one here is by Father John Misty, and the song has Total Entertainment Forever, and it's about betting Taylor Swift in an Oculus Rift. I mean, that alone is an Oscar. It's an Oscar.
This must have been a wonderful place.
Oh, I love this song. Father John Misty mit Total Entertainment Forever. Die Platte hat auch einen guten Titel, die heißt nämlich Pure Comedy. Insofern nicht die richtige Überschrift für unser Gespräch, das noch weitergeht, denn wir sprechen ja nicht über eine Comedy, sondern über einen Dokumentarfilm. Wir sprechen über den Dokumentarfilm Embrace, A Woman's Journey to Inspire Every Body. Every, wait for it, Body. Wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, was das Thema ist. Es geht im Prinzip um Body Images, um Images, den Körper betreffend, die aus der Gesellschaft an vor allen Dingen junge Frauen, aber mittlerweile auch an junge Männer herangetragen werden. Es geht um diesen ganzen totgefilterten Instagram Look, der unter Umständen dazu führt, dass junge Frauen, wie gesagt, vornehmlich sich überhaupt nicht mehr wohlfühlen in ihrer Haut, im wahrsten Sinne des Wortes. Und wir haben vom Film durchaus gelernt, dass das falsch ist, sich quasi von der Außenwelt dieses Bild vorschreiben zu lassen, wie der Körper auszusehen hat. Jetzt haben wir, als die Musik lief, nochmal ein bisschen weitergequatscht und haben festgestellt, jetzt ist der Film aber auch kein Film, der quasi dazu aufruft, egal in welcher körperlichen Verfassung man sich befindet, sich diesen Zustand zu umarmen, zu embracen, sondern es geht dann schon im Prinzip um diese spezielleren Fälle.
No, it's I'm sorry, I have to like you have to
We're switching again.
It's not about yes, you should embrace every body. Thing like what is the shape of your body right now is the thing you should embrace always, no matter what. But what we sometimes tend to get the reaction from people that they say, well, but it's unhealthy, blah blah blah. But we have to get past.
It's unhealthy to we have like 400 pounds or something.
Yes, the thing is we have to get to a point where. Like the first thing that is definitely unhealthy is not embracing what is happening right now, because you will never get to any change from that point.
Yeah.
And you have to get back to your body feeling rather than to your body image. And if you're still continuing a war against your body, that's definitely unhealthy.
Yeah.
And we have to get past this mixture between body images or like images in general and health. This is just simply not true.
You can
like if I get that there's always this discussion when people who say yeah we need these models to be thinner and our young ladies to be thinner, we tell them to do sports, and then if you say well that sounds like not really cool that you get it as a response, but at least they're doing sports and at least that's healthy. It is not. If you at the same point like telling them you're not good enough and they start to make sport and you give them like the beginning of a depression, then we can all agree that's not health. Health is not just how you look, how you are defined. It's also your soul that needs to be healthy, and your so we need to get back to a body feeling rather than to a body image.
And now we're living in the year 2017. Feminists have been talking about that topic for years, decades ago. But there seems to be a reason for you guys to get that topic back on the big screen. Do you think that with all the social media channels and things like Instagram, that the whole thing is getting worse and worse?
No.
Or is it getting better? Because I get the feeling that more and more women and men realize that there is no perfect body, and it doesn't make sense to be super thin. I get the feeling that more and more, even companies and even the market, is seeing those types of women again as
and men.
But at the same time, there must have been a reason for you to get that topic out again in 2016-17.
Well, yeah, and I think what's happened is people have commanded change, and organizations and companies and cultures and societies has to follow that.
Yeah.
They have to listen.
Yeah.
Because we have felt the way we've felt. And I'm also finding for some older people, if they've not been able to find it, older people, like I'm referring to myself when I'm no one listening at home can see me pointing to myself as an older person. But I have three children, and I found it very hard to embrace my body for me, but I don't find it hard to embrace my body for them.
Yeah.
That was a big thing for me. But I just think we're done. We've had enough, and we want change.
Yeah.
And Instagram, by the way, I just have to say, like, Instagram is not the problem, as Facebook is not the problem. These are like looking glasses and like things that will like what do you call them if they make it bigger, but and of course people who are desperate for the opinions of others are the first ones who enter these mediums and who scream very loud, look at me, look at me.
Sure.
And so now everyone else follows who say well I looked at you for quite a while, but actually first of all why, and then second of good luck to you, but this is too much the same image, and now everybody else is following. This is a media thing that we can use in one way or the other. And that we can also switch off, but Instagram is not the enemy, and as isn't Facebook. This is the thing for old people.
Yeah.
I can't believe I even just said that. that. That's my jet lag.
Yeah, yeah, but I've been reading about a woman who kind of like.
No, but I mean it. I mean, Facebook is totally fault, and I'm referring to myself too. Facebook is just. Yes. You really have to explain to young people now what Facebook is.
Yeah, that's
is
true. But I've read a story about a young woman who has a daughter too, and she said it's easy for her to embrace the idea of the Embrace movie, right? Mm-hmm. She connected with the film and thought the idea was great for herself, but she had problems convincing her daughter to not do these Instagram super good looking, I'm gonna zieh mein Bauch ein photos.
Yes. Maybe we have to trust our youth with this though, because as long as we have other. You know, like, this is also a very youth thing. We did do that too. We just had other things. But, yeah, sorry.
No. We just need to keep challenging, you know, our youth as well. And when I go to high schools, I always ask them, pull out your phones and let's see, who are you following? Who's inspiring you every day? Who are you surrounding yourself with? And I agree that Instagram is not the problem, but we can also make some choices about what's reflected back on our screens. Mm-hmm. And we just need to educate, you know, the youth and also...
And that's part of the movie as well, right? You did that movie because you wanted to give something to your daughters maybe a little bit later on so they can...
Yeah, anyone and everyone. I mean, this is the thing about Embrace, and it's been such a delight having the feedback from women and from men too. As young as 12 up until the age of 79, I had a 79-year-old woman come up to me and she was crying. And she said to me after a screening of Embrace, she said... It's the first time in my life that I felt normal after she saw that film.
That's crazy.
She's lived for 79 years feeling this way about her body. It's so sad. So if we can, you know, inspire our younger people to really reconnect with who they are and how they feel. I mean, I'm always going up mountains, like running up a mountain or climbing up a mountain or walking up a mountain. The amount of people I see at the top who are looking at their watches to see how many calories they've burnt. Mm-hmm. And they're going, oh, am I good? Am I bad? Did I do enough? What about getting to the top of a mountain and just looking at the view? Can we just reconnect a little bit?
Yeah.
This is what we need to do. We just need to feel more. Yeah. And that's what this film is all about.
Yeah. Feel if you feel well with your body, just to try to be sensitive towards your own organs and
listen to your voice instead of all the voices and images that are constantly like learn to get back that voice, because when we're born we all have that and we're able to say that very loud what we want, what our body, I mean, we're totally fine with our feelings there, so just get that back
and be kind.
And there's so many, I just wanted to ask that in the beginning of the second take, there are so many different stories and different women in the film. How hard or easy was it for you to pick the right ones to have, because there's a variety of different stories in there. It's not a, you know, there's one woman who has a little beard and...
It's not a little beard, that's a fierce beard she's got. that's an awesome beard.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I could make 5 Embraces. There's so many wonderful stories to tell. And I guess I went with a bit of instinct and a bit of intuition and just I think it was a good thing that I've never directed a film before. I just sort of plodded along around the world and interviewed, and then the editing process was huge. It was supposed to be 12 weeks. It was 25.
Wow.
Because we had so many
much
incredible
material.
Women.
Yeah. But it's interesting though that you say that you had to damp it down because there were so many different women and stories to tell. It's interesting. Now, the 11th of May is going to be the screening day for German cinemas. There's going to be screenings in Berlin, obviously, screenings in different parts.
We have, in Germany, we have, I think, around 180 cinemas. Mm-hmm. And it keeps, like, there's more coming because people are kind of invading the cinemas and there's more screenings. So we have a constant changing screening width.
Yeah.
And it's best thing is to go on our Embrace Facebook page and check out what is the actual thing. But then, because people keep asking us, why is it only in cinemas for one day? Yeah. Well, as the daughter of a filmmaker for cinemas, I can tell you, because documentaries and cinema, it's an issue that affects practically every woman and girl I know as well.
Yeah,
so,
it's in there one day longer than any other documentary.
And we decided to, we wanted to get get as many people as possible into cinemas and have the opportunity to watch that. And that's why we made it this, it turned it into this big event to get the big cinemas to make that step to say, okay, we're courageous enough for one, you know, like to not only make it an art house topic, but to make it a, and now we have the big cinema chains in there and the small kilos and everybody's joining. And so it's like a kind of a public viewing TV event brought to cinema.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
And next, the next week, everybody's going to be able to get it on DVD, on video on demand. So we want, nobody will have to not see the film that when he actually wants
and
to
I've
see
it. And I've read or heard that it is a film that's been shown in schools already in Australia and in the US. And I really think it might be a good idea to show that film in schools here in Germany as well, because it's a good starting point to talk, to have a conversation about the whole topic of body shaming, the whole topic of images that are oppressed on men and women from society or tendencies that are happening right now. So it's a brilliant movie. I want to thank you for visiting me, and I want to wish you the best of luck for the screening on the 11th of May. And I can give away two tickets for that very screening. People can phone in, and then they'll
be provided with
a list and can choose which Kino, which cinema they're gonna visit. Per Mail soll ich das machen, wie ich gerade gesagt. Jetzt wollte ich die Telefonnummer schon durchsagen, aber nein, ich soll das per Mail machen. Schreibt mir also eine E-Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Embrace und schreibt euren Namen mit rein natürlich in die E-Mail, damit wir euch anschreiben bzw. zurückrufen können, um euch davon in Kenntnis zu setzen, dass ihr eben auf der Liste steht für Embrace im Kino eurer Wahl.
English with German subtitles.
Genau.
That's maybe important for people who don't
vielleicht
want
noch
to,
ein halber Satz dazu. Man wollte sich eben nicht mit einer gedubbten, synchronisierten Version in die Kinos wagen, weil das dann ganz, das kriegt einen komischen Soap-Opera-Effekt.
With documentary, it's really hard to achieve that. We didn't want to do that.
I think it's hard to achieve for every movie. But that's just me.
I cannot say that because I've been dubbing so much recently. So,
so sorry. Wer sich schon mal ein bisschen weiter, wer sich ein bisschen weiter noch bilden möchte, schon vor dem 11. Mai, der geht einfach im Netz und gibt da Embrace der Film zum Beispiel ins Google-Fensterchen oder ins Suchfensterchen der vertrauten Suchmaschine ein, oder man geht direkt auf embrace-derfilm.de. Da sind dann auch die Kinos aufgelistet, wo gescreent wird, und man kann auch schon mal einen Trailer sich angucken. Man kann sich noch ein paar Informationen reinziehen. Das ist wirklich ein sehr, sehr spannendes Projekt.
And on the next day after the screening on Thursday, I can say that in German now, sorry. I don't know that. Also am nächsten Tag nach diesem Screening treffen wir uns quasi alle auf Facebook abends mit Taryn und mir zu einem sehr großen Facebook-Live-Gespräch abends.
Das wird dann auch nochmal genau.
Also es wird dann auch ein Austausch zu diesem Thema geben.
Facebook-Live-Chat,
oh mein Gott.
Sehr gut. Also embrace-derfilm.de ist die richtige Adresse, um sich weiterzubilden. win@fluxfm.de ist die richtige Mailadresse, um an Tickets zu kommen für das Screening am 11. Mai. Es werden viele, viele Kinos hier in Berlin bespielt. Wenn ihr gewinnt, kriegt ihr von uns Bescheid und könnt euch dann ein Kino aussuchen, beziehungsweise kriegt ihr, glaube ich, so Universal gültige Tickets. Also ich bin jetzt auch ein bisschen montags. Switching languages on a Monday is kind of hard. Let's play some music now. Thank you for visiting. Bye-bye.
Danke, tschüss.